Welcome back to the program. I'm Nick Beeson along with Paul Berenson, and our guest is Brad Friedman. Brad writes the very popular blog, bradblog.com. He is also an LA-based investigative citizen journalist and blogger, as we've mentioned. We are always glad to have Brad on the program. Brad, welcome to the show.
Always glad to be here. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, Brad.
Yeah.
I just posed on the way out of the last section this question, which for you to answer. James O'Keefe tried to tap the phone of a U.S. senator, tried to tap her office phone, the office phone of a U.S. senator. Why is that not an act of terrorism? Why is this guy not a suspected terrorist on his way to Guantanamo?
Well, let's see. Let me clear up one point. We don't know yet whether he was trying to bug or not the office of Mary Landrieu. Unfortunately, we don't know what the hell he was trying to do.
Yeah, I don't think his charges include being trying to bug the phone. I think it's fraudulent entrance into a federal office of some sort.
That's right, which with an intent to commit a felony. Now, we don't yet really know what that felony is. We know what O'Keefe and his benefactor, Andrew Breitbart, that liar, has told us. But we don't know if it's true, and still a lot more to come out, obviously, about this case. That said, your point is well taken. Imagine if this had been for Democratic operatives trying to get access to the phones of a sitting U.S. Republican U.S. senator. Imagine if this had been for people of Arab descent trying to get access to any U.S. senator's office, all bets would be off in either of those two cases. But the fact that it's just, four Republican kids, just some merry old pranksters trying to get access, and successfully, by the way, getting access to the phone of a U.S. senator, oh, that's just a prank. Those are just some kids. Nothing to see here. Move along.
Hey, Brad, yesterday there was this incredible poll put out by Daily Coast. They had employed Research 2000 to conduct an independent survey. We spent a lot of time talking about it yesterday. One of the things we didn't talk about, one of the findings that came out was, do you believe Acorn stole the 2008 election? And out of all the Republicans, 21% said yes and 55% said not sure. Only 24% said no. So my question, what I'd like you to do for our audience is really clear up some of the misinformation that's out there about Acorn. One of the things I learned about reading on your site is that this, O'Keefe was widely portrayed as going into these Acorn offices dressed as a pimp. Tell us the truth.
Well, to clear up all the misconceptions that you're referring to, it's going to take a much longer show than I'm afraid you guys have, because it has been a well carried out scheme, almost entirely fraudulent from top to bottom in every way. You refer first off to, since we're talking about O'Keefe and his latest scheme down there with three co-conspirators, one of them, by the way, the son of the acting U.S. attorney down in Louisiana. But O'Keefe, yeah, he was the guy famous for having gone into the offices of Acorn with someone who was dressed up as a prostitute, and as legend would have it, James O'Keefe was dressed up as a pimp when he went into these offices. Well, as it turns out, that's completely untrue. He was actually never dressed as a pimp in those offices. He was dressed like a conservative college student, although if you look at the videotapes, if you hear the reporting, even by, folks like New York Times and NPR and everybody else, they're still forwarding this nonsense, which, of course, made everybody think, God, that Acorn, how stupid could they be? Clearly, this guy is not a pimp, in his college tie and crazy pimp fedora on top of it. But the fact is, those were heavily edited tapes. Those shots of him dressed as a pimp were actually taken outside of the offices, according to former Massachusetts Attorney General Scott Harshbarger, who was asked to do an independent investigation of this of these videotapes. He wrote, quote, although Mr. O'Keefe appeared in all videos dressed as a pimp, in fact, when he appeared at each and every office, he was dressed like a college student in slacks and button-down shirt. So that's just the beginning of the mountain of lies that this entire phony GOP anti-ACORN scam is built on. In fact, what they did when they represented themselves to these employees was they represented themselves as he was a college student, she was his girlfriend, and he was trying to save her from an abusive pimp. He was actually trying to get her out from this guy's clutches, and you've heard this, you know, this nonsense about they were, you know, ACORN was helping them set up a child prostitution ring or some nonsense. Complete and utter nonsense. They were telling the employees that they were trying to rescue not just this supposed prostitute, but also these underage girls who were being kept in a house by this abusive pimp, and they were trying to get them out and give these kids a place to live. Adding further to that, the Harshbarger report and another report from the Congressional Research Service, both of which found that there was no crimes committed in those tapes. As it turns out, that the kids were that the tapes themselves were heavily overdubbed, so that in fact, when you hear the ACORN employees responding, the questions they were responding to, we don't know what they were, because they actually edited what it was that was being said to those ACORN employees. So that just begins to give you an idea about the scam that's going on here. And if you can imagine what they were willing to do and say and how they were happy to lie and deceive in regard to those ACORN videos, which was a successful scam, you can only imagine what nonsense they are now willing to say in order to get their asses out of hot water that they face now that they're being charged with federal felonies down there in this Louisiana case.
Okay, we're talking to Brad Friedman, bradblog.com, on the Nick and Paul Show, Progressive Talk 1490. Brad, if you're the one who knows everything about elections. If you were going to steal an election, how would you go about doing it, and is ACORN even capable of doing it?
Well, yeah, anybody is capable of doing it. That's the problem, although they're not capable of doing it very easily the way these wingnuts have been suggesting that ACORN is stealing elections. For a start, what they're suggesting is that ACORN is committing massive voter fraud. That is, I guess, you know, in the case of Obama, where they all think that ACORN stole the election for Obama, somehow they had to come up with stealing 10 million votes and not getting noticed. Now, never mind the fact that there is not one shred of evidence anywhere that I'm aware of to suggest that there has been even a single case of voter fraud carried out by ACORN in any election anywhere. Nonetheless, this is the case they make. Oh, the GOP says ACORN is committing voter fraud. Now, in fact, what they're talking about is a handful of employees, a very small handful of their 13,000 employees who have, in fact, committed voter registration fraud. Now, that's a big difference, because what we're looking at was, you know, you've heard these registrations for Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, and Mary Poppins. Well, Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, and Mary Poppins never voted anywhere. What you have is these employees who were actually defrauding ACORN by making up these false registrations, and in fact, it was ACORN themselves who turned these employees in to officials. And by the way, they have to turn in even the fraudulent voter registration forms. They can't just tear them up as they see fit. What they do is they go out and they confirm to the best of their abilities whether a voter registration is legitimate or not, usually by calling the person who's registering to make sure. And if they can't confirm that it's legitimate, they flag it as fraudulent and turn it in, telling the election officials that we believe these may be fraudulent, and asking officials for help in prosecuting those employees who have defrauded them by creating these phony voter registrations. So the thanks that they get, of course, is this scheme that has been going on for years by these liars on the right who are, you know, suggesting there's this massive voter fraud. Never mind, there's not a single instance of it, but, you know, massive voter fraud being carried out by Acorn. All of this is about the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of voters, legal voters, legal low and middle income voters who tend to vote Democratic that Acorn has been out there legally registering for years. The Republicans can't stand it, and they're willing to do anything, tell any lie, you know, commit any fraud they need to in order to make it look like Acorn is stealing elections because they want them out of the voter registration business because they register too damn many Democrats. As to how to steal an election, it's pretty easy. You need one guy on the inside who has access to electronic voting systems, and you can flip an election without detection in about 30 seconds. Flip the results. No one will know. That's the end. You don't need a massive conspiracy. And that's why, you know, I've been running around with my hair on fire for years about the concerns about electronic voting. Those are the real concerns if you're concerned about election fraud, and whether it's Republicans or Democrats doing it, I don't care. The fact that insiders can do it is a serious threat to democracy. This nonsense that these liars like James O'Keefe and Andrew Breitbart and the rest of the Republican Party are out there hammering on is exactly that. It's nonsense. Acorn is not stealing elections.
Hey, Brad, you know, one of the things that I think everybody should understand about guys like O'Keefe and Breitbart is they fit into this model. You know, I've been reading this book by Thomas Frank called Wrecking Crew, and one of the things he points out in the book is, you know, the agenda of the conservatives has been for a long time to defund the left. Now, this is a classic example of that effort, right?
You know, agenda of the right wingers. I'm not going to give them the courtesy of calling them conservatives because last I checked, conservatives believed in stuff like the rule of law and democracy and the Constitution and stuff like that. So, yeah, as far as the right wing nut operatives go, guys like O'Keefe and Breitbart and the folks who fund them, yeah, anything they can do to defund the left, absolutely, and they were rather successful at it to the shame, to the eternal shame of the Democrats, who actually went along with what they saw in these Acorn videos, no matter how phony they were, and passed a bill that actually defunded Acorn. Now, that bill has since been set aside by a federal judge who has found it unconstitutional as a bill of attainder. You can't target a specific person or a specific group through federal legislation. So that's been set aside. Nonetheless, the Democrats, almost all of them, you know, voted for this bill to their shame and tried to take away an amount of money from this group who has been helping out low- and middle-income people for years to get housing, to hopefully, you know, try to see the American dream. Meanwhile, the money that they have been given, that Acorn has been given by the federal government in their lifetime, these companies out there, corporations like Halliburton, Blackwater, ExxonMobil, all the rest, those guys get federal subsidies despite having, you know, admitted to defrauding the government to the tune of billions of dollars, despite being, you know, on trial for having killed American troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Those companies, those corporations, those government contractors receive more money in a day than Acorn has in their lifetime. So, yeah, this is a huge scam to hit these guys any way they can, whether it's Acorn, SEIU, MoveOn.org, any group that has the temerity to somehow, you know, support folks, whether they're Democrats, whether they're folks on the left, you know, anybody, if they support anybody but the nutballs that these liars on the right are supporting, then you can presume they have a target on their back.
Well, and the other thing that they use, and frankly, quite effectively, is this kind of bullying effort. Now, I don't think it works across, you know, consistently, but it has worked for a long time. And I think one of the great challenges is how we learn to respond to that without employing the exact same tactic, because my first response is to just punch him in the face back. But, you know, that's not necessarily the right approach. So how do you answer? I mean, is sunshine or sunlight the greatest disinfectant here? You know, get truth out about guys like Breitbart and O'Keefe?
It's definitely the greatest disinfectant. The problem is the difficulty you have in getting that truth out the way our media is structured. You know, the folks in Santa Barbara are very lucky to have you guys with a progressive talk show in the middle of the afternoon to discuss these items at all. Most cities and towns and states around the country have, you know, no ability to get out the information about what is really going on. And even, as I say, our corporate mainstream media goes along with this right-wing nonsense. Even the New York Times, and I hope to have a story in regard to this pretty soon, but, you know, even the New York Times has been reporting this nonsense about Acorn that is disabused in at least these two reports. But they continue to do it. And, of course, we know that the New York Times, by the way, the bastion of the liberal media, if you listen to the wingnuts, you know, they pounded for, what, a year in the lead-up to Iraq, Judy Miller's nonsense, you know, about Saddam Hussein having weapons of mass destruction. So if that's the liberal media, God help us all. And, of course, that's why we're in the mess that we're in. So you got to get the truth out, but until we can reform the airwaves, until we can reform the media, it's going to be a hell of a tough fight to get this country back to a place of sanity and where you don't have these Republicans who respond the way they did in that poll that you mentioned from Daily Coast yesterday.
Yeah, there is a lot of work to do in that respect.
That was actually comical.
Yeah, we had people that absolutely could not believe it was accurate. You know, that there, and but when you think of the modern Republican Party, unfortunately, it
not
is
not hard
true.
To believe.
Unfortunately, it's not that comical either. I mean,
yeah,
you know, on one level it is. On another level, it's, you know, frickin' terrifying, frankly, that this is the Republican Party today. I mean, you can disagree with Republicans all you want. You can disagree with the policies of Republicans all you want. But I think it's important to have at least two legitimate parties. I wish we had a lot more, but at least two legitimate parties out there. You know, debating policy. Unfortunately, we don't even have one legitimate party because we got these failures of, you know, the Democrats up there in D.C., frankly. But when it comes to their opposition, they're out of their frickin' mind. And I don't think that's really ultimately good for anybody, no matter how amusing and funny it might be to see how these guys really think on the right.
No doubt about it.
Pretty sick state of affairs.
Well, Brad Friedman, that's all the time we have today. Thanks so much for joining us, and thanks for the work you're doing to help keep us informed. The website is bradblog.com. Everybody should go check it out. Thanks again, Brad.
Back at you guys.
Thanks, Brad.
All right, we'll be back in just a few moments.
Hi, this is Tim Carpenter. I have the privilege of listening to Progressive Talk Radio 1490 every time I'm in Santa Barbara, but you have the choice every day to listen to it, and I hope you do. More importantly, pick up your phone, be a part of the community. Take charge, get involved. Call 805-879-5478. Listen to one of the best progressive shows around the country. Nick and Paul, I know, I've been on a lot of these, and they're making a difference. Thank you.